أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ. Oh, you who believe, if a transgressive person, a sinner, comes to you, be never in with any form of information, fatabayyanu, then investigate, and tusibu qawman bijahalatin, lest you should afflict a community, a people, because of ignorance, fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin, then you will become repentant or remorseful on upon what you had done. Here, a very clear hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sometimes many of us become victims of, that a person, one single person, sometimes transgressive in nature, and transgressive in nature doesn't also only necessarily mean that a person embarks on major sins, etc. But sometimes we find people who have this kind of mind whereby they create problems between people. Sometimes you'll find persons that are very, very naive. They do not have accurate information. And then they bring that information and that news to you about others, sometimes family members, other community members, etc. And on the basis of one single individual who is transgressive by nature, sometimes naive, sometimes simple-minded, we begin to take steps and we begin to take actions. And then thereafter we find that the information that we had received was incorrect. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us a very clear-cut way out, command, advice, that when a transgressive person, or for that matter a single person, brings you any form of information whatsoever, then fatabayyanu, first verify. First see the accuracy of the kind of information that has come. Although ulama have agreed, insofar as matters of deen is concerned, insofar as sharia matters are concerned, we will never accept the information of one single person who is a transgressor. In matters of this material world, we will have to measure and we will have to weigh how important that information is, more especially when we are going to take steps that may be hurtful to others. If we do not verify this kind of information, then perhaps we will become nadim, we will become remorseful, we will become regretful over the steps and the actions that we have taken. More often than not, after we had taken steps or we had taken action that was unnecessary, that was incorrect, that was hurtful or harmful to someone else, more often than not, we begin to justify our wrong also. So that creates even a greater problem for an individual or for persons. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has clarified, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has shown us this way out. More particularly the last ayah, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about information, the informer who is a transgressor, transgressive in his nature, one single person informs you about something, then you should take steps to try to investigate, and you should not take steps in trying to retaliate or in trying to take revenge against any person or hurting and harming a person. Perhaps one very important aspect insofar as that is concerned also is today the transgressive person does not come to us, but a message may reach us on our cellular phones and other devices. No transgressor has come in front of us, and sometimes we take steps in retaliation, we take steps in hurting and harming other people. So that will also come under the ambit of this ayah, that we should first investigate the message, how authentic it is, whether there is any truth in it, whether there is any falsehood in it, before we take any steps against anyone. And as a matter of fact, before we even send that message to anyone else,